Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac. This month's Farmer's Calendar essay is read by the author, Castle Freeman, Jr.
Farmer's Calendar essay for November 2006. With the painful and protesting reluctance of a rusty hinge, the lazy householder turns again to his seasonal tasks. Procrastination ends at last. The leaves, the storm windows, the outdoor furniture, the tangled garden hose, the half-frozen garden itself, all these and many more must be attended to. Stiffly, slowly, not without creaks and groans, the work begins. As it proceeds, however, the ordeal of the fall chores reveals a curious dynamic, a kind of automatic acceleration that lightens the whole job, maybe too much so. First you do the things that must be done, the storms. Then you do the things that might as well be done, the leaves. Then those that it's nice to have done, the garden. You might call it a day at this point, but by now you're hooked. Your former inertia overcome, indeed annihilated, you plunge on. You do jobs that never needed to be done, and progress to others that, frankly, should have been omitted. We have in action here a fundamental principle of behavior, hitherto little understood. Its algebraic expression might be B equals 1 divided by T, where B is the benefit of a work, and T is the time a worker has been at the task. The idea is that benefit is inversely proportioned to time. It's a formula as rigorous, as inexorable, as universal gravitation. And in this humble space it has found its Newton. I call it the iron law of puttering.
Castle Freeman, Jr. has been writing the Farmer's Calendar essays in this almanac since 1982. You can also read this essay in the 2006 edition. This is Janice Stillman, editor of the almanac. Thanks for listening and have a great day.